trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Ring of Kindness by Toby D. Our primary leaders gave each child in primary a CTR ring and told us to try not to lose them. When we got home from primary, my little sister Julia dropped her ring down the bathroom vent and started to cry. I remember that I had an extra CTR ring from last year, so I ran upstairs to get it. I hurried back down and gave it to my sister. When she stopped crying, I felt good inside. Toby D., age 7, Washington. A Good Example by Ross S. My friend Joshua and his family are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One night, Joshua came over to my house. While we played, he used the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus in vain. I told him that he was not supposed to say that because it was breaking a commandment. Joshua didn't know that. We talked about something different he could say instead. He appreciated my help. Ross S., age 9, North Dakota.
Sitting by Bintu by Carly C. One day I walked into the science lab at school and saw my friend Inari sitting at the front of the room. As I was making my way to her, I saw a new student, Bintu from Africa. She did not speak English. She was sitting all alone with a frown on her face. Thinking of what Jesus Christ would do, I quickly turned around and sat by Bintu. She began to smile happily. Everyone else was shocked, but I knew that I had done the right thing. Carly C., age 11, Virginia. The Pink Wallet by McKenna P. My cousin Brooke and I found a cute pink wallet at a garage sale. We bought it. When we got home, we found some money in one of the compartments. We knew that the money did not belong to us. We went back to the garage sale and returned the money. We knew that we had made the right choice because we felt good inside. McKenna P. and Brooke C., ages 10 and 10, Utah.
Finding Courage by Caden T. During a spelling test, I looked at someone's paper and saw that I had spelled the word tease wrong. I changed my answer. During lunch that day, my mom took me to my violin lesson. I felt bad about cheating, and even though I was scared to tell my mom about it, I did. She said I needed to tell the teacher what had happened. When we got back to school, my mother asked if I needed her to come with me to tell my teacher. I told her no. I was scared for the rest of the school day. I kept walking up to my teacher to tell her and then going back to my desk because I was too scared. Finally, at the end of the day, I told my teacher what happened. She marked the answer wrong, but then gave me a hug and told me thank you for being honest. I'm glad I told my teacher, even though it was very hard. I felt much better afterward. I will never cheat on a test again. I will always try to be honest in everything I do. Caden T., age 7, Idaho. Game Ended by Jerem P. I played a computer game at my friend's house. When I got home, I asked my dad if I could buy the game. We went to the store and I bought it. Later, we began to notice that the game had bad words and characters that were not modest. We returned the game to the store and were able to get a game with no bad words or immodest people. Now I am much more careful about the games I pick. Jerem P., age 8, California. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus